This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. intelligence discovered that Russia planned to assassinate the chief executive of a German arms manufacturer, Rheinmetall, which has been producing artillery shells and artillery vehicles for Ukraine. That's according to CNN and New York Times on Thursday. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang.
So, at Rijui,
Mukuru Justice Center activist Millie.
Rheinmetall said in a statement that necessary measures are always taken in regular consultation with security authorities. Rheinmetall is one of the world's biggest producers of artillery and tank shells. It began ramping up production after Russia's 2022 invasion of Ukraine. Since then, it has set up a joint venture with a Ukrainian state-owned conglomerate to build and repair tanks in Ukraine, and also announced plans to open an ammunition factory in the war-torn country. The Russian embassy in Washington and the Kremlin did not comment on the report. A spokesperson for Germany's Interior Ministry said the government was generally taking the threats posed by Moscow very seriously.
Reuters' Ryan Chang. At least 8 bodies were discovered Friday in a quarry in Mukuru, a collection of slums in Nairobi, according to eyewitnesses and rights groups, amid ongoing tensions following last month's anti-government protest. Reuters' Chrissy Kirlborn.
Yan Nayamota says most of the bodies are women, and that they, quote, don't know whether they are among the people who were abducted because of the protests. Activists have accused police of using excessive force and abducting dozens in attempts to quell deadly protests last month. Intense criticism forced Kenya's police chief, Japheth Kome, to resign on Friday. President William Ruto announced Kome's resignation the day after he fired nearly his entire cabinet. A government spokesperson shared a police statement on the social media platform X.
Reuters' Chrissy Kirlborn. This is VOA News. A two-story school collapsed during morning classes Friday in north-central Nigeria, killing 22 students and sending rescuers on a frantic search for more than 100 people trapped in the rubble. The Saints Academy College in Plateau State's Busabuji community collapsed shortly after students, many of whom were 15 years old or younger, arrived for classes. A total of 154 students were initially trapped in the rubble. But Plateau Police spokesperson Alfred Alabo later said that 132 of them had been rescued and were being treated for injuries in various hospitals. Civil defense workers in Gaza have been digging bodies out of collapsed buildings and pulling them out of rubble-covered streets. The effort unfolded Friday as they collected dozens of Palestinians killed this week by an Israeli assault in a district of Gaza City. Discovery of the bodies came after Israeli troops reportedly pulled out of parts of the Tal al-Hawawa neighborhoods following days of bombardment and fighting. The lavish lifestyles of some Kenyan lawmakers have prompted activists to retaliate. David Doyle from Reuters has more on that story.
Initially sparked by proposed tax hikes, have increasingly drawn attention to the large salaries, perks, and ostentatious lifestyles of lawmakers. That's in a country where 3/4 of the population is young and well-paid work is scarce. And, according to artist and activist Rachel Stephanie Akinyi, where most Kenyans are sleeping hungry.
Why would you show us your lavish lifestyle and still not do your job as a leader, you know? What are you trying to show us?
Fury boiled over in Kenya on June 25th when protesters stormed parliament and set it ablaze. Since then, private residences and businesses of several lawmakers, mainly those associated with the ruling coalition, have been attacked.
AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports the involuntary manslaughter case against actor Alec Baldwin has been thrown out by New Mexico judge, and he won't be put on trial again.
A stunning development in the trial that began just days ago against actor Alec Baldwin and a shooting on the set of his movie Rust.
The sanction of dismissal is the only warranted remedy.
Judge Mary Marlowe Summer has dismissed the case, agreeing with Baldwin's lawyers there had been misconduct by police and prosecutors over evidence withheld from the defense.
Despite their repeated representations, they have continued to fail to disclose critical evidence.
Baldwin was charged in the shooting death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins on the set of his movie Rust in 2021. He cried and hugged his lawyers when the judge announced she was dismissing the case.
I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.